BBC News with Sue Montgomery. India has launched a series of missile strikes on targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir in response to last month's militant attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, in which 26 civilians were killed. Delhi said 9 sites were hit, targeting what it described as terrorist infrastructure. It said no military facilities had been attacked. Pakistan says there had been several civilian casualties and claimed their forces had shot down 3 Indian jets and a drone. Azad Emoshiri reports from Islamabad.
The government says 5 locations were targeted, some of them in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. These were areas that the government had encouraged journalists to visit and said were areas that India claimed were militant training camps. Since the deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had vowed he would hold the perpetrators to account. Pakistan has consistently denied any involvement and called for an independent investigation. The nature of any casualties and Pakistan's response will be crucial in determining whether this military confrontation escalates.
A United Nations spokesperson said the Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, was very concerned by the military escalation between India and Pakistan and was calling for maximum restraint. Speaking at the White House, President Trump said he hoped the clashes between the two nuclear-armed neighbours would end very quickly.
I guess people knew something was going to happen based on a little bit of the past. They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades. And centuries, actually, if you really think about it. No, I just hope it ends very quickly.
Oman has announced it's mediated a ceasefire deal between the United States and the Houthis in Yemen. The Omani foreign minister said both sides had agreed not to target each other. Oman's confirmation came shortly after President Trump said the U.S. would stop bombing the Iranian-backed group. Hugo Bashega reports.
This was a surprise announcement by President Trump, who said the Houthis had told the United States they didn't want to fight anymore. Oman then announced it had acted as a mediator. It said the deal included an end to attacks by the Houthis on U.S. vessels in the Red Sea. In return, the U.S. will stop its bombardment of their positions in Yemen. This marks a significant shift for the Houthis, who are supported by Iran and have been carrying out those attacks since late 2023.
The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has insisted his country will never be for sale after President Trump again suggested it could become the 51st US state. At a meeting in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said the idea would be a wonderful marriage. World News from the BBC. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro says he intends to sign an accord to join China's global infrastructure finance project, the Belt and Road Initiative. The left-wing leader said he would sign a letter of intent to join the pact when he meets his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in the coming days. Analysts say the move is bound to damage Bogota's already frayed relations with Washington, its key trading partner. A jury in the United States has ordered an Israeli-based company, NSO Group, to pay nearly $170 million in damages after being found liable for hacking the social media platform WhatsApp. Meta, which owns WhatsApp, sued NSO in 2019, accusing it of planting Pegasus spy software in smartphones using the messaging app. Those targeted are alleged to have included journalists, lawyers and rights activists. 16 people have been arrested and 3 million pills containing fentanyl have been found in what officials say was one of the largest ever drug operations in the United States. Large amounts of fentanyl pills and powder, methamphetamine, cocaine and heroin were seized in 5 western US states. The British veteran natural history broadcaster Sir David Attenborough has attended the premiere in London of his latest film, Ocean, highlighting the perils facing the world's seas. Sir David, who turns 99 on the Thursday, described the documentary as one of the most important in his career.
After living for nearly 100 years on this planet, I now understand the most important place on Earth is not on land, but at sea.
Guests attending the premiere, who included King Charles, walked along a blue carpet representing the sea. BBC News.